The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Five minutes after the hour of 12 noon here, Central Time. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thanks for joining us. You know, here's the thing. It's all about truth. That's what we're here for, right? Now, I don't want to just make stuff up. I want you guys to critically think about everything I'm telling you. Because, you know, we get our news from a lot of the same sources that you might. We have a lot of critical thinkers out there that are doing their own research, which that is a good thing. Because, see, you understand the concept of all this. We don't just make stuff up and throw suppositions out there. We want you to think about the truth. And, see, if you don't have any other channels to go to because they are stifling us, you've heard Alex Newman on the show and Patrick Wood on the show, and they basically said when they kill our freedom of speech, that's when the shooting starts. And I truly believe that because by then we have no way to communicate unless you got an LRAD perched on the top of your house and you can, you know, get one of those real high-powered LRADs that reach 5 miles and you can communicate to all sorts of people with warble, emergency warbling sounds, and you can scream over your system that the area is being invaded. You know, I've thought about everything as far as how to get the word out. If something were to go down like this, you have to have a way to protect it. You have to have energy to use to inform people. Otherwise, when they got boots on the ground and they don't know what's happening around them, that's when we lose. That's when they come for you, and that's when we lose. And don't think that's not in everybody's mind, because it is. But to actually go out, make stuff up, throw out suppositions, talk about stuff that, you know, and I realize the comment about conspiracy theory. I understand how that sits in the minds of so many people, especially when it comes to politics and the things that happen in this country and why they happen. Because everybody is like, why? Why did that happen? Why did Uvalde happen? Who got into his head? Is this another Manchurian candidate thing? I mean, you know, what happened? And it's just like what happened with Sandy Hook. I did not go out and make comments that it never happened. You know, when you do this, you know, that's not the truth. You're making assertions that haven't been fully proven. And I know you all have arguments out there and you're wondering, you know, how right Mr. Jones was versus other commentators and what the mainstream media says, and they're hiding it. They're covering it up. We know better. We know what they're doing. You know, all these suppositions are valid. You have a valid point. Alex has valid points. I have valid points. But when you go out and you start asserting these valid points as fact, only to have to apologize in a court of law later, you know, this is where your critical thought process needs to kick in. I don't want you being pissed at me. I've been a guest on Alex's show multiple times. Trust me, I know the man. And I know his heart's in the right place. So understand, I'm all about free speech too. But there has to be a fine line you draw when you're talking about stuff, and don't jump out of the box and start making stuff that just because you want ratings, just because you want a lot of listeners and thousands of listeners believe you, and then you command them to do something, and I'm like, I'm scratching my head right now. You know, you make these supposition comments, and then you end up getting sued over it. You see, there's a fine line. It's like running in a yelling fire in a crowded theater. You know, you have a responsibility. These are the things that we need to rationalize. I'm not finding fault with anybody. I didn't like any of the trials that he's going through. I don't like any of what his attorneys did to him. I'm on his side when it comes to free speech. Trust me, we're all in this platform together. You know, if you're going to donate, you donate, but you need to know why you're donating. That's important, right? I don't want half the population of the Power Hour pissed at me because of the fact I said that. Because you have to understand, my mindset works just like yours. Everybody has a reason for doing what they do. Some people have different belief systems than mine. That's fine. But see, you have freedom of speech. You have the right to call up, and you have the right to talk about it. It's just like if you ever read the comments when you're watching Alex Jones on there and everybody's telling Alex to shut up and let the guest talk. I mean, don't say that you haven't seen those comments, because I've seen those comments, especially when I was a guest on the show. So, you know, understand that we all have our little quirks and our own feelings, and I'm not trying to be insensitive about any of this. I think the guy has gone out of his way to try to educate people. There is a war on for your mind. I'm totally in agreement with it. I actually have a Wake Up InfoWars t-shirt in my collection of t-shirts, and I wear it every so often. So, you know, understand that this is part of our critical thinking process, is to be able to say, okay, how far outside of the box do we want to step? Because there are legal limitations to what we can say, what we can't say. We cannot run into a crowded theater and yell fire. We just can't do that. That's immoral. And so you take it for whatever you want to take it. That's just the way it is. Just don't be mad at me because of the fact that I'm voicing an opinion. There are a lot of you out there that have that opinion and say, Alex, you never should have done that. There's a lot of people say, Alex, you didn't go far enough. Alex, what happened in court? What did your attorneys do to you? You screwed them. They screwed you, Alex. You know, we're going to give more money so you can go out and hire more attorneys to screw you. We got to file for an appeal and we need more money to do that. And now you're in bankruptcy. I mean, see, you know, he's doing all the right things. It's just that none of it would have ever had to come to that had we started putting on the critical thinking, not worried about ratings, not worried about getting our audience all frustrated and upset and screaming bloody murder. You know, you can think these things internally, but when you externalize them and you start doing things that are reactionary, that's the thing about America. God bless you all. Americans, for the most part, have been reactionary, I think, up until the 2020 elections. I think we all of a sudden became very proactive, but the last thing you want to do is give up your vote by not showing up at the polls. If I can encourage anything right now to save this country from eternal damnation and potential nuclear conflict, you got to stop these warmongers in the White House and Congress and vote in the right people. This is up to America now. This is our willingness to survive. This is why I'm saying you got to get to the polls. Don't think your vote doesn't count. You need to say, I voted. And you need to cast your votes and let the powers that be held accountable. You're held accountable if you don't go to the poll and vote and you sit back and you complain. That's on you. You're part of the problem, not the solution. If you want to be part of the solution, you get to the polls and you vote. That's how you become part of the solution. You replace the rhinos. You replace the crazy thinkers, the green thinkers. You replace them all. We had it great. If you look at everything that happened before the 2020 elections, America had it pretty good. Why'd the Democrats had to focus the way they did? And it's not just the political party system. But if you've already got a great energy source, why do you want to replace it with green energy that doesn't work? Cars that catch fire when they get wet. Cars that catch fire when they crash. Cars that cost, you know, $27,000, $29,000 to replace a battery in. We're not there. The technology is not there yet. We're lucky that solar is even working, which is why we partnered with Lion Energy. Now, the reason I get around to this is because we're talking about the economy right now, and the probability, according to the economists, and this is Bloomberg's monthly survey of economists, they're saying the probability of a 2023 recession has reached 60%, up 10 points since last month. Craziness. And in the middle of all that, and we've got Elon Musk trying to buy Twitter, Kanye West, formerly known as Yee, is set to acquire Parler just days after getting kicked off of Twitter. Yeah, Parliament Technologies, Parler's parent company, has entered into an agreement in principle to sell Parler to Yee, who's been taking a bold stance against his recent censorship from big tech. Wow. Talk about a move forward. Let's see how that works. You ever get around the dinner table at Thanksgiving and have heavy discussions? The one thing they tell you at the Thanksgiving dinner table is, I would like your input on that. That would be fun. 844-769-2944. What do you talk about on Turkey Day? Sports? Insignificant things? Do you talk about religion and politics at the dinner table? I wonder how many families get caught up in that conversation. I didn't get the jab, so you ain't coming over for turkey dinner. Well, according to news reports and surveys, according to Personal Capital, 1 in 5 Americans are not sure if they're going to be able to cover the cost of a Thanksgiving dinner this year. So you might end up eating hot dogs over at somebody's house and drinking hot dogs and beer and watching football. You know, that's pretty sad. 1/4, according to the survey, 1/4 of Americans are planning to skip Thanksgiving this year to save money. Wow. 1 in 5 doubted they would have had enough money to cover the cost of Thanksgiving dinner at all. So what does that tell you? U.S. consumers pulled back on purchases last month. On a wide array of goods, the prices and services went up drastically. Interest rates were yanked up by the Federal Reserve. All that stuff gets passed on to the consumers, folks. The only ones that had a jump in consumer spending was retail and restaurants. But basically, they were flat for the month, and so they offset everything else. So if you have some consumer goods that are up in price and some that are down in price, according to Real Sales, everything just runs flat. And see, you're losing consumer confidence here. And what I almost started laughing when I read this news article, but BlackRock's focus on the latest Wall Street craze about ESG, environmental, social, and governance investing, has now become a very risky affair, and UBS has downgraded BlackRock because of these risks. I almost started laughing. Now the analysts are rating BlackRock as a moderate buy, with a price target of $776.46. And of course, we've also, on our email blast, we're going to send you an article, 4 things to know about highest Social Security cost of living increase in decades. Do you really think that the COLA increase of 8.7% for next year is going to cover your bacon? You're going to have more money at the end of the month. It doesn't really matter, because if the inflation index is 8.3 and it keeps climbing and you're only gaining 8.7 cost of living adjustment, and those who are in the federal employee retirement system are going to get a 7.7% COLA hike starting in January. If inflation goes as high as 9.1, you are still you're behind the curve, folks. An overwhelming majority of CEOs, by the way, are saying that they are preparing for recession. Now, what do you think that might mean? Job cutting? Yeah, if you got tight labor market conditions, slow growth and wage pressures, while hiring plans remained robust, something's got to give here. And what's really sad about those people up in Alaska, which is why I'd be looking at this Murkowski-Chewbacca race that's going on right now, an Alaskan snow crab fishery has closed. And why is that? Well, because of regulations. Canada and Russia are reporting bumper crab, snow crab harvests, and Alaskan crabbers are taking it in the shorts. In fact, Canada's snow crab fishery in the Labrador Sea reported bumper harvests of snow crabs this year. Processors are not even able to keep up with the workload. Wow, just imagine being in Alaska and all of a sudden you have to drive to the other side of Canada just to make a living, providing you can even get in. In the science and technology aspect of things, and if you have any comment about this, I want to hear about the Turkey Day and what you're planning on doing. Are you going to do Thanksgiving turkey or no? I'd love to hear it. What your plans are. If you think you're taking it in the shorts in the economy and you're one of those 1 in 4 that is going to scrap Thanksgiving, I sure would like to hear from you and what your reasons are. I know a lot of people, they like to go out and splurge and use, get your nice little L-tryptophan high. I get it. And then we watch football and go to sleep and miss half the game because the turkey buzz took over. But hey, man, the dressing was so good. That cornbread stuffing. Oh, my God. You know, all that gluten and all that. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, but we get to do that one day a year. Is it worth it? Oh, no, we're having ham this year. No, we're having chicken. No, we're having, you know, now we're having hot dogs. Hey, I'll take a chili dog. That's fine. At least I know I'm not going to fall asleep during a game. Chili dogs are always good, but like Darlene said, you know, you got to watch out for the whiff. The enemy knows you're coming. We've got a science and tech report about what the DARPA group, you know, DARPA, the ones that are behind all of this garbage out there that we eat and breathe and that's making us sick. These little weapons of mass destruction, these bioweapons. Well, imagine humans as bioreactors and how DARPA pioneered the idea behind mRNA vaccines. Yeah. There's an article on that with a case report. Multifocal necrotizing encephalitis and myocarditis after BNT162B2 mRNA vaccination against COVID. You see, here's an ugly state of affairs we're faced with. Many of you don't want to believe that this is a bioweapon. I get it. And when I say that I take ivermectin every other day because this is a parasitic attack, you kind of look at me like, Krieger, what's the matter with you? But I'm fairly healthy, and a lot of you are getting sick, and you've got to have, that's why we had My Go-To Doc. See, we were all about solutions here. You've got to contact Syed Haider. He got to prescribe you the drugs. We've got the Power Mall. You get to go on and you get to buy those supplements you need to keep your system up, your quercetin, your vitamin D. All of this stuff is extremely important. You need all that in your system if you're going to survive. Because this bioweapon is not over. It's still there. It's still infecting people. People who have had, and see, this is this whole concept about shedding. It's a tough road when you have to wonder, is the guy sitting across from me jabbed? And if he is, how many times has he had the booster? And is he shedding? If he's shedding, it means he's shedding his spike proteins. And if I'm close enough, I'm going to get him. And they're going to infect me, and I'm going to get it again if I haven't had it already, or unless I'm taking a preventative that will stop me from getting it, or if I'm willing to undergo a nasal lavage, because there's an article we have on here in the health section that talks all about, in our COVID section, about using nasal lavage if you think you've been exposed to flush out your nasal cavity. And see, that's one of the reasons why we have the nasal spray. The Sinurega at the Power Mall. So you can do that without having to do nasal lavage, because a lot of people think nasal lavage is very uncomfortable. And it is. I mean, I hate water blowing up my nose. A buddy of mine used to go out and he used to get hammered at gigs. He was a keyboard player and he used to get hammered on gigs. You know what he'd do? He'd go home and he'd fill up a tub with tepid water, which is just barely lukewarm. And he would get in it as the tub was starting to cool. Because a tepid bath is going to cool off real fast. And he would actually submerge his nose under the water and suck water up through his nose because of the oxygen rush. Don't ask me why he did it. And then he would go and boil himself a dozen hard-boiled eggs and dig the yolks out and eat the yolks. Yep. I'm not a big fan of doing that. You know, go out and give yourself a deliberate case of alcohol poisoning so you could go do that in the bathtub and eat eggs, really? See, it's the craziness of what people hear and how they practice and what their daily life is like. You see, that's why critical thinking is so important in this day and age. Under surveillance state, yeah, because we're being surveilled. With China, it's you spy, I spy, we all spy for G spy. And believe it or not, WeChat and all these other places, China's watching everything you're doing. TikTok, they're watching it. Using a combination of technology, law, and ideology to squeeze dissent and preempt threats to his rule, Xi Jinping, he got into power. He's not about to let go of it. And if you use any of these to vent your anger, any of these phone apps to vent your anger, you're putting yourself in harm's way, especially WeChat and TikTok. Got to stay off of those, folks. Courts could allow the chemical castration of a 10-year-old kid, but not a haircut, according to a Texas father. We've told you about this story before. His wife wants to move to California, and she wants to have her 10-year-old son basically castrated and turn him into a her. I'd like to know how that's going to work. Because, see, when he gets older, this kid may regret everything that's happened to him. Now, what do you think he's going to do? Go kill his mommy because of it? See, parents do not understand when they put on that kind of mentality. That's Satan. And did you know that popular athletic clothing brands? Oh, yeah. Center for Environmental Health has sent notices to Athleta, Pink, Asics, The North Face, Brooks, All in Motion, Nike, and Fila regarding sports bras and North Face, Brooks, Mizuno, Athleta, New Balance, and Reebok's activewear shirt collection. The testing on this branded clothing showed individual wearers were being exposed to 22 times the safe limit as permitted under California law for a substance commonly known as BPA. It's an endocrine disrupting chemical that upsets the body's functioning through blocking or mimicking hormones. It's linked to developmental and health problems, mostly for young kids. So get it now. Read that report and understand that if you're dressing your kid in these kinds of brand name clothes, you might be doing more harm than good. We also have five essential oils, which are part of our complete flu kit at the Power Mall. Butterfly Essential Oils is a Power Hour partner, and you can click on and get the complete flu kit. We got them for you. Lemon essential oil, eucalyptus, rosemary, helichrysum, and cinnamon. Shop at the Power Mall today. Remember that $200 offer I made? You buy that, you get the free credit book. What are you waiting for? We'll be back with more news and your phone calls after this break. Stay with us here on the Power Hour.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature. Unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Minutes after the hour of 12 noon Monday. We're in Central Time right here. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. And we're in the last segment of our show. Phone lines are open, 844-769-2944. If you want to chime in on anything we've been talking about, we are going to be carrying this particular show and subsequent shows. We're videotaping as we're doing our audio portion, so you'll be able to go to BitChute, Rumble, and Brighteon and actually watch the broadcast there if you want to see a change of pace and see my ugly mug on camera. Oh, my. Yeah, we try to make this as pleasant as we can when we're trying to get the truth out there. And sometimes the truth is a virus. You remember that from Pump Up the Volume? If you've never seen that thing about the pirate radio DJ with Christian Slater and Samantha Mathis, that is a great show to watch, that movie. It's a 1989-1990 release. And my kids, they got soaked into that so much because Dad was in radio. And so, we got to watch this about a pirate radio DJ that basically, you know, talks dirty to his listeners and the FCC's after him. But everything he's saying has some truth to it. And he gets his high school all up in arms because all the students are sharing his broadcasts and making audio recordings on cassette and selling them and making money. I mean, they're doing all the things that, you know, pirate radio DJs are famous for. But it's one of those things that when you see a movie like that, it just kind of hits home. It's just kind of some things you laugh off. But when your son calls you and said, "It's 10 o'clock. Do you care where your parents are?" He's quoting "Pump Up the Volume." And you just, it's like that stuck in his head. And that was years ago. So you see, it's amazing what your kids remember, isn't it? I remember the old Art Linkletter. I'm going to date myself again by saying kids say the darndest things. Yeah. Yeah, you would think that it doesn't really matter what kids say. It's just like what you might say or what they might soak up. And all of a sudden, just one day when you least expect it, it comes out in the wash. Oh, yeah. So we were talking about the five essential oils for a strong immune system, plus the recipes that go with it. And that's the butterfly essential oils we have at the Power Mall. They're a Power Hour partner. They have the complete flu kit. So if you're worried about that, that is a good choice if you're going to go shopping. See, I got to get right back to this because I've been on the air for a year now with the Power Hour, and I am doing this. I'm throwing in a copy of my $50 book on how to clean up credit. Now, you may have perfect credit, but what about the people who don't and you want a way to make money? See, it's all about solutions. You spend $200 at the Power Mall, you're going to do it anyway. Why not get a free copy of the book? And that way you have it to research. And like I said, you can help other people. Isn't that what we're here all about, is to bless other people's lives? I pray for that every day. And scientists are now wondering about metastatic cancer. And they're discovering how cancer cells hijack cells and spread around the body. And if you think that the jab that people are taking has not been boosting that, oh yeah. I think that truth is going to come out at some point in time, but that doesn't mean you have to go do crazy stuff and go after the clinics and everybody that are administering jabs. You know, you can't stand out in front of a jab clinic and start praying the Lord's Prayer when people walk in there. They'll probably have you tossed out there too. But did you know that video games can be lethal for kids with heart conditions? I didn't know that. This is a study conducted by Sydney Children's Hospitals Network, found that electronic gaming can be deadly for kids, which can cause life-threatening cardiac arrhythmia in susceptible kids that haven't been formally diagnosed. Wow. 69 reports on cardiovascular risk from electronic gaming, identifying 22 kids and teens who lost consciousness while playing video games and experienced irregular heart rhythms. Well, that's a story to read. 19 of the primarily male gamers, it's always the guys, the kids, you know, kind of crazy. Age 7 to 16 experienced ventricular arrhythmia, severe abnormal heartbeat. 6 had heart attacks, 4 died suddenly playing video games. Imagine that. There's a story on it. And we have plant-based organic quercetin. For those of you who have high blood pressure, it's a great thing to take. And by the way, for those of you who don't know, I'm going to reach across the desk here and pull up my two little bottles of Strauss right here. You can see them on the camera if you're watching in video later on. And I take that every day. So just to let you know, it is our number one seller at the Power Mall. And we appreciate you shopping there and staying stocked up, because it's all about your health. We're all about solutions here. And here's something really weird about the environment that you may not have realized. The Western drought. Every 2 to 3 years, Lake Isabella's shoreline pulls back almost like clockwork, and the old former town of Old Kernville, California, rises from its watery grave to reveal its crumbling skeleton. Wonder how many other towns are buried underwater. Makes you wonder, doesn't it? You can read that report. See, we have so much news to cover that we put it in an email blast, and we're just giving you the headlines and trying to open up the critical channels so that you can think about what you're reading. And you either think I'm crazy for reporting it, or, you know, that guy really cares enough to at least get it out there. And there's some stuff that I just flat out won't report because it's so tit for tat. especially these political debates going on right now, because you've already made up your mind who you're going to vote for. I'm just hoping that you've researched them and dug deep enough to find out their voting record so you can find out whether or not these people are legitimate or they're not just siding with a party to vote party line. See, that's gobbledygook has to stop. Under the gardening, farming, and homesteading tips, we have 11 of them for you about planting fruit trees in the fall, which has a lot of advantages over spring planting, why and what you need to know how to succeed. Yeah, it's all about solutions, folks. Imagine having your own fruit trees and you're growing your own fruit. Imagine that. And you can can it. You can preserve it. Oh, and Friday, on our Feel Good Friday show this week, we've already talked about the fact that we're going to have Frank Davis on and Ron Sally on. But we're going to have a gardener on that's going to show you canning tips. We're going to talk about how to harvest and how to can for a rainy day, which could be any time. Just doing little things like this might mean the difference between not having a turkey on the table. You know, what are they going for now? About $1.28 a pound for turkey. The last time I was in the stores down here, they were, you know, $14 to $17 a bird, but they were small. Just don't get a lot. And we've already talked about the simple nasal wash, but we have sign you a rega by North American Herb and Spice. It's wild spice oils in a sea salt saline base, a saline. That's what I use in my nebulizer with saline and hydrogen peroxide food grade. This has a sea salt saline base, and it's ideal for supporting a healthy sinus response. You can use it as a potent cleanse of the sinus membranes. You use it daily. It's non-addictive. You can use it with Oregaresp capsules for sinus and bronchial. I need to get me some of those. This is probably the toughest time of the year. And the reason I say it is because when the weather shifts and changes like that, we have a tendency to get sick. It's just the weather. It's a seasonal change. And don't beat yourself up over it if you start feeling a little bit edgy, because it probably means that you might be coming down with something. That's why you need to get to the Power Mall and stock up. In the meantime, on COVID, a court has ordered the CDC to release data showing 18 million vaccine injuries in America. 18 million. America has been warned. Yeah. They were told that these long-term effects are going to take a huge toll. I mean, you might end up dead. 230 million people who got at least one shot may have been hospitalized with an adverse reaction. As many as 18 million of the 230. Anybody want to get out your calculator and figure that out? You know, that's why I do this, you know, from my office desk here, because of the fact that this allows me access to a multitude of things that I can look at, grab. I can look at law books. I can grab law books off the shelf. I have quite a big law library over here to my right. So, and I can look stuff up right there as we're talking about it on the radio. And we can quote chapter and verse in the Bible. We can do a lot of different things. You know, we're all here about the truth. That's what it's all about. A PR firm working for Pfizer and Moderna, meanwhile, embeds staff within CDC's vaccine committee. Well, we knew that was happening. We knew they were doing this. This is how they're able to get all this stuff out and play this game. They got a $50 million contract. This PR firm is embedded at the CDC in Atlanta as part of the Division of Viral Diseases team. Oh, yeah, let's figure out a way to promote this so we can make more money and we can send all you guys at NIH and the CDC royalty payments. Wouldn't that be fun? It's all about our self-serving politicians and bureaucrats that are making money off of our unfortunate situations. And, of course, there's a new report out that we're including in the email blast about how cancer deaths from the jabs are being hidden. What? You didn't think they were doing that? That is not a conspiracy theory. If you look at the VAERS system and you look at these cancer deaths and you look at all the adverse reactions. Doctors, they've made that site. I've been on the Bayer system and looked at it. If I was a doctor, I'd never even spend the time filling that garbage out. It is so convoluted and difficult. If you don't file these things on a regular basis or have committee members that know how to file it, you would not know how to use that system. You have to train somebody to get on that system because it takes about 30 minutes to file a report. And who has that kind of time and paycheck money to pay somebody to sit there and report all this garbage on the VAERS system? This is why it is underreported. This is why only 1% of what's actually going on is estimated. That is what it is. It's crazy, isn't it? And if you think that this first wave of this pandemic, this bioweapon, which is what I call it, and the reason I'm calling it that is not just because it's what I think, it's what other doctors on the front line have convinced me that that is what it is, including Dr. Dave Martin from the University of Virginia. And you can look them up. You can go online to timetofreeamerica.com. They are doing two different shows coming up in Pennsylvania and Branson, Missouri. Branson is November 4th and 5th. I would love to be at that show. If you would go, I might. But we have to work out the logistics because we haven't done that yet. I would love to do a live broadcast there and see a lot of you there. But, you know, like I said, Branson, Missouri is quite a travel. But the thing is that, you know, we want to have presence and meet and greet some of our Power Hour listeners who want to know the truth, because that's what this is all about. I think my speech down in Myrtle Beach shook a whole lot of people up, because, you know, you hear all of these people like Kamala Harris talking about, I love Venn diagrams, but she never actually says what's in the Venn diagram. And see, I showed all the audience at Myrtle Beach the Venn diagram that she was referring to, and it's all about globalist control. That's why she loves it. Because that's what they're all about. Phil in Florida, welcome to the show. How are you, sir?
Good, thank you, Dave. How are you? Besides being fired up. Fired up on a Monday.
Fired up on a Monday. Big news day.
I hear that. You spoke earlier in the program about Tulsi Gabbard withdrawing from the Democrat Party, and I'd like to share a few things if I could. Back in 2008, when Ron Paul was running for president, as well as Dennis Kucinich, and Ron Paul, as you know, is a very strong constitutionalist, and Dr. No, and Dennis Kucinich was, you know, considered a very progressive Democrat. But they were both, they had two things that they were right on, both on the money with. One is immediately ending these wars overseas. And I believe if either one of them was elected, they would actually try to do that, save for a bullet in the head or something like that. And then number two, the auditing the Fed, you know, and these are like two biggies, you know, and all these other issues could... And I'm getting to my point, too. All these other issues need to be debated in Congress, and, you know, and legislation needs to be introduced and passed. But I do want to get to my point here, is that when both Ron Paul or Dennis Kucinich were asked in interviews, you know, radio or TV interviews, who would you consider as a running mate, each one said the other. You know, they're very good friends, and they were both marginalized. You know, they got their districts they got squished out of Congress. But here's the thing, Dave. You get somebody in like that, and you know, well, this person's bad on gun control, or this person's bad on abortion. You know, it still has to go through the legislative process, whatever change in law there is to be made, you know, if you got rid of all these executive orders and stuff. And I think that there'd be a check. And I'd like to see Tulsi partner up with, you know, someone else. And I really do think if you have a team, what do you call them, that are on the a team I can't even think what you call it, but that it's hard to be all or nothing, you know, and you're looking at the American people, you know, they have to actually listen now and pay attention and, you know, debate and negotiate and not just be a homer, you know, the red team, the blue team. I think it would be a really good thing to have a duo run that are from different parties or independent. So I just wanted to remind people of Ron Paul and Dennis Kucinich and what could have been and what's possible now with this Tulsi Gabbard.
Phil, that's great. I think that's an interesting perspective that you promote, because if you've got somebody like that, I may remember the Kucinich and Paul thing. I remember all of that. I voted for Ron Paul back in 1988 when he was running for president. So, you know, and we were looking at this and, you know, in a whole different light back then. But now things have, you know, dramatically changed. And see, Tulsi's all about not promoting regime changes. Tulsi's, I'm not going to just jump off the Democrat bandwagon and run Republican. I'm an independent critical thinker. We need somebody like that as a backbone to someone who is willing to take the driver's seat for the presidency that actually can say, hey, look, you've got to be pro-constitutional. You got to be pro-Second Amendment. You got to be pro-freedom of speech, because when they take away the freedom of speech, the Second Amendment is going to come under attack. And I think that's what everybody's looking about. So, Phil, we appreciate your historical perspective on the Kucinich-Paul thing. I agree with you. I think that would be an interesting scenario if Tulsi would sideline, you know, as a VP candidate. I don't know that she could win on her own strengths as a president because she's very young. But the thing is that she is a lieutenant colonel, and she had to do something right to get that high up in the ranks in the military. And a lot of people, judging from when she was on Gutfeld the other night, the audience response was phenomenal. They love this woman. And I mean, it's not just the Republicans too, but the Democrats are worried because she quit. And it's like, look, she got that critically motivated. And see, how many other Democrats out there, you got to ask, think like Tulsi and go, look, if Tulsi's going to leave, I'm leaving too, because I like Tulsi. I like what she was doing. Imagine the shakeup in Hawaii voters, because that's where she is. She's Samoan, believe it or not. She is in the minority. She's a woman. She serves in the armed forces and the reservists. I love the woman. I really do. I like her mind. I like the way she thinks. And see, the thing is, I also know, based on what I know about her and her comments, is that even if she drifts more to the conservative side, she's at least critically thinking. And that's what's important. You need people that are not stuck in this party line rut, which we get constantly. So, Phil, thank you for that. I like the perspective. We're talking about additional engineered pandemics. Oh, they really looking at, we've got 30 new mutations from monkeypox. Ah, lions and tigers and bears, oh my. Yeah, see, that's when I get to do my, how now, Chris's Snidely Whiplash. Dudley Do-Right of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, we always get our man. See, now you can actually, if you go to Rumble, BitChute, and Brighteon, you can see me do those impersonations. Yeah. All right. So now we're still on about COVID. Dr. Shelley Cole, an obstetrician gynecologist in Texas, is looking at Israeli data, because what they're saying now is menstrual abnormalities are lasting for months following the COVID jab. You know, we've had people on this show, James Thorpe, the doctor. We tried to warn people. They don't want to listen. They think the government's got all the answers. And the military officers now are criticizing the DOD and other agencies for their lack of response to a senator's inquiry regarding the labeling of COVID-19 vaccines distributed to service members. They argued that EUA vaccines do not fall under the Pentagon's vaccine mandate because the mandate said it applied to COVID-19 vaccines that received full licensure from the FDA. Oh, is that something new? Ooh, maybe not. What did they put on the bottle label? It's EUA and they're calling it a jab. They're calling it a vaccine. Now I understand why, when we talk about semantics, all this matters, and the critical thinkers out there aren't thinking semantics. This is a problem. In the cancel culture category, an anti-feminist women's conference wants to make women great again. Yeah, do they have a red hat out there that says make women great again? I think they do. You know, look at the biblical sense of the term. You know, everybody, according to the website, it says being more feminine will help ladies get wifed up and knocked up. See, if you were worried about growing up and being an old maid, you didn't have to. You know, being married is really not, I'm celebrating 27. I've passed 27 years now. And it is not, being married is a good thing because you have a team. You have somebody that loves you and you can love, you know, that's a good thing, right? And see the single women out there that are subscribing to a lot of this anti, you know, the feminist movement are finding themselves alone and lonely. Don't know. There's a crisis in every corner. Under pet news, we've included a few stories. 5 surprising ways cats show affection and how you can show it back, according to a cat behaviorist. Well, that should get some response from those of you scrolling down our email blast. And of course, right now, believe it or not, if you're a young person or you know a young person that's looking for a career choice, there is a serious veterinarian shortage right now. That's right. There's a shortage of vets. You know, they get old and they retire. Very well off, by the way. But there is a big problem for everybody seeking medical care for their new family members. And they don't understand that we're in the middle of a veterinary workforce crisis. So maybe if you want to know a kid who wants to become a vet tech and then go to school to get the degree. Yeah. We also have a story on there about a woman who rescued 2 baby lynxes from a fur farm. Yeah. They were going to skin them and use them as lynx fur for jackets. And she's raising them with her other animals. Yeah. She got a huge animal family of horses, foxes, and dogs. And now she has lynxes and they're healthy, tame, goofy, and very much part of the family. All up in Russia. What can I say? All of the news that we don't have time to get to today, but hey, you can read it on our email blast here. We thank you for your donations. And remember, that book is out here. All you got to do is go to the Powerball and spend $200 or more and you get my free book. It's a solution maker for you. Until tomorrow, Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour, thanking you for joining us. God bless you and God bless the United States of America.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregarasp. and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.